Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ausable Valley Audubon is Peggy Ridgway. How are you, Peggy?
I am fine, Kevin. I've just got a small flock of white-crowned sparrows moving through my yard now.
Very nice. I would imagine you have an eye to the sky quite a bit, don't you?
I do. This is a fabulous time of year for birders and people who feed backyard birds.
That's kind of where you wanted to lead with. We're going to talk about the Bird Fest, but we were going to talk a little bit about this is the season when some of those migrating birds are coming through our area, right?
Right, and some of them have been traveling over 2,000 miles round trip.
Wow.
And Kirtland's Warbler is one of those, and
yeah,
we've just seen a few. So as we speak, they may be arriving because the warblers migrate at night.
Oh.
And so they can see none one day, and the next morning they're all there. So they're just coming to stop, rest, and refuel and move on, some of these birds.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Now, is some of them, like the Kirtland's Warbler, would be a final destination, would be the kind of this area, but there's some that are going to move even farther to the north?
You got it. And what happens is that Michigan happens to lie halfway between the Mississippi and the Atlantic Flyway.
Oh.
And so what happens is these birds, as they move north, come to the water on all sides of Michigan and kind of hug the coastline, and then when they get to the Straits of Mackinac, they still follow the coastline as much as they can and move on north into Canada. The juncos are among those that will be doing that.
Wow. So are we like a main corridor? Is that that Mississippi River feeder up this way? Is that one of the main corridors for bird migration?
Right. Mississippi and the Atlantic. So we are halfway between that. So they funnel up kind of like an hourglass. And when they get to Michigan, they hug the coastline and the land, and then as they get into past the water, they funnel out like the top of an hourglass.
All right. Well, that's why this is such a hot place to be, and especially at this time of year when we have the Taos Point Birding Festival. Now I see why it all comes together.
Yeah. It's the 19th through the 22nd of May, coming up in about a week.
Yeah.
We've had some of the birds moving through already, but we haven't had a lot of south winds, so the birds will use those south winds to move and reserve some of their energy.
Okay.
So a lot of them landed at the point Sunday.
Oh.
And that's what we call a fallout, when they migrate at night and all of a sudden come down to rest, feed, and refuel.
Okay.
That's called a fallout.
Wow.
So we don't like to bother them. So when we approach them on the point, we like to stay nice and quiet and not have quick movements, so that they can do this rest, refuel, and move on.
All right. Now, we'll be seeing a lot of that. As you mentioned, we're about a week away. It starts on the 19th. I know there's a lot of activities that you really fill up those 4 days. It's amazing.
We do. We have, in Iasco County, we have fabulous habitats and a variety of habitats, including grasslands, water, lakes, streams, open areas, forest land. So we have a lot of habitat for birds, so they can pick and choose which is their best habitat.
Right.
Go to that area as a final destination, possibly for nesting, or move on further north.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of great birding, and I know with the Birding Festival, you get them from all over, not just all over the state, but the Midwest, the nation, and probably internationally, right?
Exactly. We've had as many as 17 states and 5 countries come to this festival. And the Kirtland Warbler, in birder language, is what we call a target bird, and that's the one bird that they want to see. It's a life bird for them. So birders refer to it as a life bird or a lifer. I want to get a lifer, they'll say. So it's interesting. The people that come from California like to get the ruff grouse and the red-headed woodpecker. That's a life bird for them because they don't see that in the West.
All right. Wow. So a lot of great birding coming up. Now, they can register online right now for this, but we wanted to also focus on some of the free things. If you don't register, there are some things you can still come out and be a part of during the Bird Festival.
Right. The registration online is closed now, but at the festival beginning on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, they still can register. A lot of the field trips are full, but on Saturday, there's a live Birds of Prey program at the Community Center, which is our new location.
Right.
It'll be in the tent there. One at 11 o'clock and one at 1:30.
Okay.
And then there's a great build a bird feeder session, mostly for children, at noon in the tent. So, and also at the point, there's another new event we're trying. It's called Birding a Station. And so we'll have various expert birders stationed at certain points at the point, and they will just point out as visitors walk up. They don't have to register for this, but people will walk up and they'll just point out the birds that they're looking at.
Oh.
So it's a good learning situation for a lot of people who might not be really tuned into birding.
Yeah, that is great. So if you're not really into it, here's a great starter kind of thing where you can learn a little bit more about the birds that are migrating and the birds that are just here in our area then.
Right. The only thing they'll have to make sure is as they go to the point, they have their park pass.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, you'll need that for sure. Now, one of the other new experiences deals with the River Queen, right?
Yes, for the first time ever, we are offering a ride on the Riverboat Queen out of Oscoda at Foot Pond. That's about a two-hour round-trip journey, and it'll be Sunday beginning at 10 o'clock, so they should be back by about 12 at noon. But they do need to register for that, and then the fee for that particular one is $15.
Oh, okay. Wow, so a lot of different activities, and as you mentioned, you know, the registration process is closed now, but there are things, if you're last minute and you're thinking you really want to be a part of this, there are things going on. Don't worry, come on out to the East Taos Community Center this year. That's where it's all located.
Right, and we also have some vendors at the community center, so people can just come in and walk around and visit the vendors without having to register.
Very good. Now, Peggy, if they want more information, I know the registration's closed, but do they still go to the website for like the itinerary and everything that's going to be happening?
Exactly, they have a full program for the 4 days. It's TawasBirdFest.com.
TawasBirdFest.com. And
right.
Be a part of it. Four big days are coming up. The Bird Fest happening right there in East Taos out at the Point and at the Community Center. And then field trips. It really is a fun time and really filled with a lot of activities and fun things for all kids and for adults, too.
Yep. Thanks, Kevin. And hope everybody has a great day.
Indeed. Peggy Ridgway from the Osceola Valley Audubon, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side today.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin.